Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So let's say a publisher, a famous book publisher, came to you and said, I want you to write a book on business. I want you to break it down into the simplest possible form, and I will publish it for you. What would you say? What words would you use? What thoughts do you think apply to business and breaking it down into the simplest possible form? Well, here's your answer. Two words: understanding and knowledge. I guess I could throw a third one in: communication. So if you want to understand business, what you need to do is you need to think about people. Nothing's changed. Technology has changed. The conveniences have changed. Medical care has changed. But the basic nature of people have never changed. It's always the same. The wants and the needs of people are always the same. And I'm not talking about somebody wanting the latest smartphone or a bigger house or a Bentley or the latest fashions, but the basic person has never changed. If you can understand how people think, what their needs are, then you will be very successful. Most people will study sales. If you're in business, you should be studying sales, and you should be going to either seminars, reading books, reading articles, and all of those books will tell you pretty much the same thing. They'll say you have to understand people, you have to understand your product, you have to communicate it, you have to get people to listen to you, you've got to decide how you're going to do your marketing, but it all comes down to understanding and communication. Now, if you start thinking about that, you start thinking, how can I communicate with my customer? And you start thinking about, what does my customer need? How am I going to satisfy a need that they have? Because that's what you're doing in business. You're satisfying a need. If you satisfy that need, you get the business. If you don't satisfy that need, then the competition is going to take over and they are going to get the business. And we can apply this to almost anything. We can say, gee, I want to build a house. Well, you have to have the understanding and the knowledge and the communication. Three magic words, and they're simple words. They're not complicated words, but if you think about it, you really need to dig in and go further. What does that mean? Most business people fail to communicate. The reason they have bad business relationships with their employees is they don't take time to think about their employees. They don't put themselves in their employees' place. They don't understand their employees. And then when they do have something to say, they don't communicate it in the right way so it makes sense. Anytime you're communicating with someone, anytime you're communicating an idea, it has to make sense to that person. If you're communicating to a child, you don't try to put the thoughts in something that a 60-year-old would understand. You have to come to their level. Or if you're looking at talking to an employee, you have to say to yourself, how does that person think? How can I reach them? How can I get them to understand what we need to do? How can I communicate with them? So if you use those two words, communication, understanding, you will be successful. There's so much that goes into life. Life is very complicated these days. It's not as simple as it once was. But the problem is we don't take the basics and we don't learn anything about the basics, which is people, because you are in the people business and what you sell are business relationships and your product is whatever it happens to be. It could be a glass bottle. It could be construction. It could be software. What's the need in the marketplace? How do I reach that person? How do I sell it? And how can I continue to put myself in a position to understand how things change, how communication changes? Because over the last few years, there has been an incredible revolution in the communication field. And many people have been left behind because of LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. They just don't understand it. They don't know what to do. And some of those people have decided that they're not going to stay in business. And you're going to find that a lot. You know, the older generation, the people that have been in business for 20 or 30 or 40 years that have already made their money, they say to themselves, you know, I don't understand this younger generation. I don't understand how people are doing business today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sell out or I'm going to close, and I'm just going to take my money and retire and enjoy my life. Understand, communicate in every aspect of your life, and you will find that you will reach the success that you want. You'll have less stress, and you'll be a happier person. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. To communicate, check me out on my website at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. Go to my LinkedIn page at Howard, LeWinter. Until the next time, be in action. I know you will make it happen.